We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I've talked to you about that verse now for, I think, about a week. At least it's been the foundation where we start. It's a stepping off place for the messages we've been bringing. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. You know, I go up and down this country and I find people sometimes complaining about God. They say, why does God do so and so? Why does God let me suffer pain? Why does God let my baby be sick? Why does God let all these things happen to me? Why does God let the world run like it's going on? You know, but I never saw a consecrated Christian, never met one, a real Christian, who was trusting God that ever talked like it. You know, you're not trusting God when you're complaining. You're not really trusting a bank where you deposit money if you're going around wondering if the bank's safe. You are not trusting anything or anybody when you're going around complaining about that thing or that person. Never so. If you trust somebody, you're satisfied, you have rest. You know, a woman said to me one time, she said, Dr. Jones, I saw a day in my life when I began to wonder if my husband was all right. Something came up. She found a note in his pocket. It wasn't anything especially. It was a note that could be interpreted two or three ways. She began to wonder. She said, I've never had a happy day since. He doesn't know that I ever saw the note. I want you to pray for me. Now, her faith had been shattered to some extent. She was hoping against hope that she had a good husband. And yet she went on and on. And so, eventually, the fellow did turn out bad. See? But she didn't have complete confidence in him. And she was a very unhappy woman before the tragedy came in his life. Strange about people, isn't it? Now, you take a friend. You don't feel quite happy about a friend if you don't trust a friend. If you have somebody in your organization you don't trust. Somebody you employed, you don't trust. Somebody handing you money, you don't trust. You know, I think in the history of Bob Jones University, with all the business we've done through the years, we've never had, as far as I know, but two people. And they were not important people. They were not really connected directly with the organization. That, as far as we know, ever took any money that belonged to the school. But when that happened, just a small matter, you begin to say, well, we better be careful. We better watch. You know, it's a terrible thing when you lose faith. That's what's the matter with the world. You know why we're dropping atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs and experimenting with them? You know why? I'll tell you. We just not quite sure what we might have to do to protect ourselves. We're not quite sure what Russia might do to us. We don't know. We're not certain, but what sometime there might be a sneak attack. There have been such things as sneak attacks. We don't know what might happen. A man's heart's failing because of fear of the things that are coming upon the earth. The things that are coming. A lack of confidence, a lack of security. Now, these things have happened in recent years. When I was a boy, we never had a question about how things would turn out. We knew that sometime, according to the Bible, this thing would end. Someday Jesus Christ would come back and judgment would be poured out on the earth. But it never occurred to us, unless he came in our lifetime, that anything could happen. All we had to do was get ready for what was ahead of us. When I went to college at the age of 17, we looked in the future that seemed stable and fixed and certain. We had confidence in the future of the world. We had confidence in people. We had confidence in the integrity of nations. You take one of the signs of the last days, that statement of the Bible, covenant breakers. Folks break covenants. Nobody knows what to do now. Nobody knows how things turn out. I said to somebody the other day, I said, if Bob Jones University stays as it is, and if this government stays as it is, same kind of government, then this school has as secure a future as any institution in America, if it stays as it is. First, we've got to keep our religion. We've got to keep our spiritual emphasis. We've got to keep our standard. We must keep things right. We got to hold on to God. That's our responsibility. Then the government has to hold on together. See? Well, somebody said, you're going to keep the faith, aren't you? Well, I said, I know I will in my lifetime. I know Bob will. And I hope all of the succeeding presidents and workers that come here will. I hope so the Lord comes. Well, he said, you have confidence in government, don't you? Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Now, wait just a minute. I'm an American. We have the greatest government in the world, the greatest system of government, all that. Nobody ever has to worry about any Reds out here on Bob Jones University campus. One might slip in here, but if he was around here and we ever found him, he'd leave. Okay? Everybody knows where we stand. We're Americans. We stand for the things that make this country. You don't have to worry about us old-time religion people in this country. You worry about the liberals. Do you notice all of this talk in America today about people being red and under suspicion? They're all liberal people, religious liberals. You don't hear about these old-time religion people being talked about like that. They're good Americans. They'll do what Jesus said, do render unto Caesar the things of the Caesar, unto God the things of the God. Now, I don't say all religious liberals are not Americans. I don't say that. You've got a right to be a religious liberal if you want to be. I'm not saying yet. But I'm saying that as far as that's concerned, you'll find the good, old, stable, old-time religion folks in America, they're all right. And I love my country. But now, how do you know what's going to happen to America? Now, just come, let's talk down to it. How do you know what's going to happen to America? Now, we're going to do all we can to keep it from anything happening. We have children and grandchildren, and we love our country. We're going to do all we can. But can you imagine ancient Rome that ruled the world? What happened to Rome? Can you go back to Babylon and think about Babylon? You know, those things seem so far off way back yonder somewhere. Ancient Babylon. Used to read about the swinging gardens when I was a boy. All the beautiful culture and all that. Why, we are not the first pebble that was ever on the beach. Empires have gone up and gone down. We have the greatest country in the world. But who knows? Who knows what might happen? Suppose, let's suppose, let's just suppose that some quiet night when we're sleeping, quietly in our homes, that a fleet of bombs that may develop and will develop, more power than ever, that somebody should come here with a great crowd, sneak attack. Suppose it did happen. They dropped them down here in South Carolina. Dropped them in Atlanta. Dropped them all over this nation one night. And we waked up next morning. Women weeping for their children, if there are any mothers left. Sighing, crying people. Weeping over their dead. And the dead piled up and mourning the undertakers could take care of them. And all the time coming. Did you know in the Bible, there's a picture in Ezekiel where it takes, I think it's 6 months to bury the dead from a great battle. A prophecy of a day that's to be down in Palestine. How do you know? Many women, let me tell you something. You don't know. But there's one thing you can do. And this makes you independent of circumstances and conditions. The man who trusts God is ready for anything that comes. He's ready for anything that comes. If you are rightly related to God, as far as you are concerned, it doesn't matter what happens, you will still be all right. And a man that isn't rightly related to God, it doesn't matter what comes, he's all wrong and destruction hangs over his head. I remember years ago when the World War I was on, it seemed so terrible in those days, so dark and terrible. And I was a young fellow. It came like a clash, you remember, and they said before that there wouldn't be any more war. We were all going to fix it. One preacher in this country was over in Europe trying to fix it. When he got caught over there, it took him forever to get back. Got trapped over. He said, before he left, preached the sermon, said there'd be no more war. And that thing all came, and that was a bloody war. More horrible than the world ever knew up to that time. And more horrible in some ways than the recent World War. So the war was on. And I was talking to my brother. We were here down there in Southeast Alabama, his home. He was not what you'd call a deeply spiritual fellow. He was converted as a boy, but I used to be a little concerned about his spirituality. And one moonlight night, we were sitting out on the porch of his home at Slocum, Alabama. And I said, Tom, you know, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the world. We don't know what's going to happen. And you and I are still young, compared to he's older than I was, but we don't know what's going to happen. But I said, Tom, you know, I'm trusting God. I didn't have my Christian faith, I wouldn't know what to do. And I want to be sure that you trust him. How about it? He said, Bob, I'm trusting. I'm ready for whatever comes. And it thrilled my heart and put me to think, I'm ready for whatever comes. If you are right with God, you're ready for whatever comes. Doesn't matter what comes. Matters what happens to you. There's one thing sure, if God isn't big enough to take care of you, he's not the God that made this universe. A God that could make this universe is big enough to take care of the man to trust him. Now, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him. Now, the psalmist cries out in this wonderful statement, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I'm trusting you. My faith is fixed. I'm trusting God. First, I trust him to save me. His son died for me. Second, I trust him to keep me. I've accepted his son. I received his son. He received me. I'm trusting to take care of me. I'm trusting God. Men and women, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it now? Some of you have just been messing along with this business. Why don't you just come out and help? Turn everything over to him and rest in him and quit all this worry business. Let's get our hearts all fixed so we'll not be disturbed whatever may come. Our Father, we yield ourselves to thee anew this morning. Pray to keep us and guide us and make us faithful and loyal and dependable. May we never waver. Help us to trust Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. Never fail to look to him for guidance and help and keeping power. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.